Morning Watch, the enjoyment of Christ and our growth in life unto maturity. Week 4. Knowing the all-inclusive Christ and growing with the growth of God. Tuesday. Related verses. Colossians 2, verses 6, 7, and 19. Verses 6 and 7. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him, having been rooted and being built up in him, and being established in the faith, even as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Verse 19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. Colossians 1, verse 28. Whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ. Colossians 2, verses 8, 13, and 20. Verse 8. Beware that no one carries you off as spoil through his philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. Verse 13. And you, though dead in your offenses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our offenses. Verse 20. If you died with Christ from the elements of the world, why, as living in the world, do you subject yourselves to ordinances? Related reading. In the book of Colossians, a number of important phrases or expressions point to our experience of Christ. Some of these phrases are Christ in you, full grown in Christ, walk in him, according to Christ, made alive together with him, died with Christ, holding the head, out from whom, and grows with the growth of God. These 9 expressions give us a complete picture of the proper experience of Christ. In this regard, we need to pay special attention to the prepositions in, according to, with, and out from. Furthermore, it would be a great help to pray read all the verses related to these points. The Christ who is in us is the extensive, immeasurable, unsearchable one. How marvelous that such a Christ dwells in us. We need to become full grown in such a Christ, to walk in him and to be according to him. Having died with Christ and having been made alive with him, we should hold him as the head, out from whom the whole body grows with the growth of God. These 9 expressions indicate that Christ is near, available, and applicable. Unless Christ were applicable, we could not walk in him, be according to him, or die and be made alive together with him. Neither could we hold him as the head, out from whom the body grows with the growth of God. All these points are related to the subjective experience of Christ. Furthermore, these points are neglected, or altogether lacking among today's Christians, where there is little emphasis on walking in Christ, being according to Christ, or holding Christ as the head. If Christ were merely objective to us, he could not be in us, and we could not be full grown in him. The unique person qualified for all these 9 points is the Spirit. Through incarnation, God was brought into man, And through Christ's resurrection, man was brought into God. Through Christ's resurrection, the triune God, mingled with man, became the Spirit. The Spirit includes God, incarnation, humanity, human living, crucifixion, and resurrection. Redeemed and uplifted humanity is in this Spirit. The all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit is the triune God reaching us in a final and ultimate way. This is the Spirit. Furthermore, the very Christ today is this Spirit. Therefore, it is easy for Christ to be in us and for us to be in Him. It is also possible for us to become full-grown in Him, to walk in Him, and to be according to Him. On the one hand, Christ is in us. On the other hand, we are in Christ. Today, the processed triune God, as the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit, is our air. This air is in us, and we are in this air and even walk in this air. Moreover, we can be people according to this air who grow in this air with the growth of God. The all-inclusive Christ is, therefore, the experiential Christ. He is a Christ who can be in us and a Christ in whom we can walk. We can live, walk, move, and have our being in Him. We should not be according to philosophy, ethics, culture, or religion. We should not in any way be according to the old man. Rather, we are here to be according to the processed, all-inclusive, life-giving, triune God. This, however, should not be a mere doctrine. For example, a brother should not deal with his wife according to culture. He should deal with her according to Christ, according to the processed triune God. If we would live, behave, and have our being according to the all-inclusive, life-giving, processed triune God, we would all be like Paul the Apostle.